Our readings today have a common theme, humility. But what is humility? Something that is very difficult for us to live because our pride keeps getting in the way. If we look at Google and try and find out what humility is, we get over 1 million hits. I don't know that any one of them even gets it right. We can look at what some of the saints have said. St. Bernard of Clairvaux. He was once asked to name the four cardinal virtues. Cardinal meaning the hinge, the center virtue that all of the other virtues pivot around. And he said it is humility, 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 and humility. For St. Catherine of Siena, she writes that she once had a vision where God came to her and he spoke and he said simply, "I am, and you are not." That's humility. St. Paul was asked, "What do you have that you have not received? And if everything you have has been a gift, then why do you boast?" We see that everything we have is grace. Everything that we are is a gift. And because humility is a virtue, it means that it is something of the heart. And so the computer isn't going to do us any good at giving us instruction on what humility is. We need to go to the one who created the human heart. Our first reading was from the prophet Sirach. He is a writer of wisdom literature, and he tells us that humility is said to find favor in God, and that as one's status in society increases, we have to increase in the virtue of humility as well. But then he warns us to not go beyond our means. Don't go beyond our strength. Humility can increase our reputation in the eyes of others. But if that becomes our goal, is to be looking good in front of others, then we're following the path of false humility. This virtue, rather, is to be grounded in reality. It is to know ourselves, know my gifts, know my talents, but also know my limitations and my weaknesses. And then Sirach closes by tying humility to almsgiving. All of the virtues have got to come alive in our hearts, in our lives. They can't just remain out there. They can't just remain a thing, a spiritual matter. It has to become real. And so the way for humility to really make an impact in our lives is by giving alms, taking care of the less fortunate. Something that anyone can do. We see that again and again in the sacred scripture, both positive, the poor widow coming and putting in her 2 cents worth. And we see the negative, just a couple of weeks ago, where the man in the gospel had this huge harvest. And what does he do? Builds barns. He wants to tear down what he has and build bigger ones so that he can hoard more and more and more. So Jesus gives us this lesson in humility today as well. He is invited to a Sabbath dinner, an important event for those of his day. And they would be for non-family members. They would come together. And who was invited and who was not invited spoke volumes to the community. It told everyone who was who in the eyes of the host. Important people invited important people. And so for Jesus to accept this invitation and to come, it was a big deal for his host. But most of these invitations were to be reciprocated. They're to be paid back. Once you came to the dinner, who you sat with, that also meant how high you were held in the valuation by the host. So we see Jesus coming to this dinner, and they were observing him carefully. But he was also observing them. He saw how they were playing the game, how they were jockeying for position around the head table. And he says to them, speaking of a wedding banquet, if you're invited to a wedding banquet, don't take the place of honor. His audience would have known what he was talking about. A wedding banquet for them was the eternal banquet of heaven. If you go to one of these, take the lowest place. And if the host comes to you and wants you to move up, he will come. It is better to be esteemed in the eyes of God than it is to be esteemed in the eyes of our fellow people. And then he turns to the hosts and he criticizes this practice of inviting only those who will return. looking for payback. There's no generosity. There's no charity in this man. All he's looking for is his return on investment. For Christ, it is the humble heart that truly matters. Seeking to put others first and putting that humility into action by giving of ourselves. Not always looking for that payback, but in humility and charity, seeking to put others first. Because only when we do that, we see that we're pretty much all in the same boat. We all have gifts. We all have talents. But what are we using them for? When we appreciate our gifts, we can look at our neighbor and we can see their gifts, we can see their talents, and not in a way that is going to make us jealous, but in a way that is going to help us to encourage them, to lift them up. That is being made in the image and likeness of God. The Holy Trinity, the Father glorifying the Son glorifying the Father, and the Holy Spirit so busy glorifying the Father and the Son that we hardly even recognize Him unless we look specifically for Him. That is humility. Not about what I think I am owed. Not about what I think I deserve. Not about what I demand for myself. When we live this, our ego is deflated a little bit. And our lives become lives of service. To my spouse, to my children, to my family, my community, to my world. When we are no longer obsessed with jockeying for that position so that we can be noticed by others, so that we can sit at that highest place, we can begin to really enjoy what is placed before us, to enjoy the dinner, strong in humility and humble in service. It's a very demanding way to live, but it is very rewarding as well. Not rewarding in the way of the world, but rewarding in the eyes of God. Because He who is the source of all gifts simply desires to give, and He wants to give us more and more, but the only way that we can receive it is if we empty our hearts of our own pride, of our own ego. And when we do that, and then we give them away, He will replenish His gifts. And that cycle is repeated again and again, every day, every moment of our lives. And that is how we will transform the world, when we begin to transform our hearts one at a time, beginning with my own, until we rest with Him at the heavenly banquet in eternity.